Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two hours down, 1 hour to go. Straight up without Sturge, Jeff Pantridge. Big Daddy Cool Diesel, and you fine people kicking it until 7 o'clock this evening on ESPN Upstate. You know who probably barbecues in their cars? Raider fans. I could definitely see Raider fans barbecuing in their cars.
They just eat live chickens.
Yeah, pretty much.
They don't need to barbecue.
Yeah, they're crazy.
They play tackle football in the parking lot.
Because
they're insane.
Cement parking lot. They're playing tackle football. There's nobody crazier than Raider fans. And we're going to get to see Raider Nation up close. And I cannot wait, because your Oakland Raiders are going to be on Hard Knocks this year. I am excited. I'm a Hard Knocks guy. Diesel, you a Hard Knocks guy?
I am not.
You're not? Okay.
I'm not. Because I think it's more of a distraction to the worst team in the league.
Sure.
That's first of all, I mean, you already know you're the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're reminded of it going into a new season that you were the worst team last year.
Yep.
And you've got the battle of TV producers and cameramen around you all the time, distracting you, trying to get the right story that they want.
Sure.
The story that may or may not be real.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not real, you got to hear about it for the next 3 months.
Yep.
Even though it was completely set up for television.
Yep. And that's the thing. And it's bad for the teams. Hard Knocks is never good for the team. If you came up with a list, and I'm sure it's out there, but like if you look at all the teams that have been on Hard Knocks the last 15 or so years, however long it's been on, like, I guarantee you, like, only two of them out of 15 had winning records that year. Usually because it's always a bad team, because that you have to have a losing record the prior year.
Well, what does it do for you? Nothing. Except for publicity.
That's it. Yeah.
It does nothing.
Yeah. It does nothing for the team, but it does something for the viewer. It does something for us. We get to kind of see who these players are, who these coaches are. And I love it. I'm a big fan of Hard Knocks, but yeah, if you're a team, none of these teams want it. But apparently Oakland wanted it. Well, sometimes they kind of just force you to take it, because originally Raiders owner Mark Davis said he didn't want it. But now, yes, Hard Knocks is going. It's going to the city by the bay, Oaktown, Oakland, California. And the Raiders, I mean, they just can't get out of their own way. It's just, this is going to be a cataclysmic disaster in Oakland this year, with all these combustible pieces. It was going to be a disaster without Hard Knocks being there, and now it's going to be even worse. Look at all these crazy personalities you have on this football team. You have John Gruden leading this ship of madmen. You have Antonio Brown, who's a nut job, and he's a diva, and he's never met a camera he didn't like. They also brought in Richie Incognito, maybe the biggest D-bag in all of sports. You bring in Vontaze Burfict, probably the second biggest D-bag in all of sports, and you just have this powder keg that's going to explode, and they're moving. I mean, they're leaving Oakland. They're leaving Oakland. They're going to be in Vegas. This will be their last year in Oakland. They're going to be in Las Vegas in 2020. This is going to be a disaster, Diesel, on many levels, and I can't wait to watch.
I could understand using it next season to document the change.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The move. I understand documenting the move, because that's compelling.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
I don't want to see a crappy team be crappy one more year in their old crappy stadium. Well, I don't want to see that.
I do want to see that. I want to see the car wreck. Yeah, I'd rather see the car wreck. I want to see them fall on their face. And I want to see Antonio Brown yelling at Derek Carr in practice because he's not getting the ball to him. I want to see Gruden and Mayock fighting. Mike Mayock, because he's got an ego. Gruden has the biggest ego in the world, and Gruden's never met a general manager he liked. And he'll run Mayock out of town. And I guarantee you, like those closed door meetings that they have the cameras in with Gruden and Mayock, that's going to be interesting. I love it. I cannot wait. I can't wait to see Richie Incognito being a jerk and bullying some other offensive lineman on the team. There are just so many different things that could happen with the Raiders. The Raiders being on Hard Knocks. Normally the team that they have isn't that exciting. Last year it was good. Last year it was the Browns. And the Browns were really good on Hard Knocks. Because you had Baker Mayfield coming in. I liked Hugh Jackson. You had the fat guy. Remember that? Well, Diesel, you didn't watch it, I guess. But they had the fat offensive line coach with a huge gut where whenever he would talk, his gut would move. And, like, there were memes with it. He was great. Love that dude. You had the guy, I think his name was Carl Nassib, or not, I forget his first name, but he was the defensive end that was like a Wall Street guy that like knew like way more about economics than most economics professors, and it was interesting. It was a great story. You had Tyrod Taylor. It was last year. Hard Knocks was very compelling. It was a bad football team, but they had interesting personalities. I almost wish they could do it again with Cleveland now that you got Odell Beckham Jr. in there, too. You got more personality with Cleveland. So that would have been good. But I'm happy with Oakland, man. I'm going to watch. Diesel, you won't be watching, though, huh?
No.
Yeah, Diesel's out. Who are some teams? I'd love to open it up to you guys. Who are some other teams you'd like to see on Hard Knocks? You can hit us up 844-477-3776. Keep in mind, it doesn't just have to be football. Like what if basketball had a Hard Knocks? Like who's a team in sports, college or pro, that you would love to see documented, and you'd like to see like a documentary style for 4 or 5 weeks where you're following your team or a team around and you see the inner workings of that organization? There are plenty of teams I'd like to see, Diesel. Like I'd love to see Clemson. Wouldn't it be cool if like Clemson had a Hard Knocks type show where it documented everything that goes into building a top-notch, number one college football program? The recruiting, the training, the practices, the weight room, the meetings, the coaches' meetings. I think it would be really cool to see the inner workings of a university like Clemson or Alabama. I'd love to see Saban. Like when Saban doesn't have to give canned answers to interview questions, I'd love to see Saban in the office, like evaluating talent, like just and looking at film. I think that'd be really cool. I think Clemson would be great. I think Alabama would be great. I'd love to see my University of Florida. I'm a Florida Gator. Man, I would love to see that. I would love to see, just get to know my team better. That's what this is all about. That's why Hard Knocks is successful. That's why the UFC is as successful as it is. I think the main reason why the UFC blew up, 10 years ago, was because of that Ultimate Fighter show, where you kind of got to know who these people were. You invested in them as people, and then you wanted to see them on the next level fighting in the octagon. A lot of times with Hard Knocks, you get invested in these people who basically they become characters, is what they are.
Yeah, there was a story 2-3 years ago about players at a small Florida, might have been an HBCU football program, who essentially sued their university for horrible conditions within their athletic facilities.
Oh, really?
It was one of the, like I said, I want to say it was one of the Florida HBCUs.
Yeah.
But, you had locker rooms that were falling apart. You had black mold just emanating out of a corner of the locker room. I would love to see, first of all, because everybody thinks college football, everybody's got money. Everybody thinks that.
You would think, yeah.
That is not the case.
No.
There's a handful of programs that have money. Everybody else is scraping by, taking out loans, whatever it takes to just stay somewhat relevant.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have followed that team, and I'm going to try to find what school it was.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. All right. Yeah, that'd be interesting. You ever watch any of these Netflix shows like Last Chance U
Love those shows.
Yeah, man.
Love those shows.
They're great. Yeah, and there was one about quarterbacks, too, and I forget what it was called. It was on Netflix, like, maybe last year or 2 years ago, and, like, they're just so well-produced, and I'm into the story, man. I love it. If you guys would like to weigh in, you can get us on our phone line, 844-477-3776. Let's get Tyler on the line. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I just want to say you've been doing amazing while Sturge's gone, man. I'm loving the show. We'd love to have you more often.
Well, thank you very much, man. We appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to be here.
So football-wise with the Hard Knocks, to keep it in the NFL, I think a good one personally for me is I want to see the behind the curtain with how AB, whether or not it was true, about how Ben Roethlisberger treats the team and his ego and all that. I'd love to see the Steelers. I think that'd be a really good one, and how they rebound from losing Le'Veon and losing AB. I think that'd be a good one. And on the college level, I think Nebraska would be a good one. With isn't it Scott Frost, an old player there?
Sure.
I think Nebraska would be a killer one. And I think NFL level, I'd love to see how Big Ben is actually, you know, during the season, how he treats his team. I think that'd be a good one.
And thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I'd love to see it. I like the Steelers. I've always been a Steelers fan, and that would be good. That angle of them, how they rebound from losing, you know, their two divas in Bell and Brown, and you get to see if Ben is like the a lot of the players don't like him. You know, Brown didn't like him, and he's kind of like a lot of players don't like the quarterbacks on these teams. The Legion of Boom, they didn't like Russell Wilson because the quarterback is too close to the front office, or the quarterback is too close to the front office. And a lot of people think that the Ben Roethlisberger is kind of, you know, the right hand man to the Rooneys. So yeah, that'd be cool. I'd love to watch Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin's awesome. I've always been a fan of Mike Tomlin. He used to coach. He was a secondary coach with the Buccaneers years ago, my football team. And I could watch the Steelers all day. In Nebraska, yeah, you can't go wrong with any of these squads.
I'm going to take my next one into fantasy land, and this is a place you didn't expect me to go.
Oh, here we go.
But I would love to see a Hard Knocks in the locker room after the Mudville Nine lost that game and Casey at the bat struck out.
I didn't know they were called the Mudville Nine. That was the name of the
team. It's in the opening line of the poem. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day.
Oh.
I don't know if they actually had a mascot.
Yeah.
But they're just referred to as the Mudville Nine.
So you want to go behind the scenes after Casey, Mighty Casey, struck out?
That's right.
You think they turn on Casey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was the big guy. He was the big man in town.
Yeah. Man, I haven't read
Casey.
How long is Casey at the bat? Is it like only? It's just a poem. It's been so long. I haven't read that.
Yeah, it looks like it's about 30 lines long.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't read that since I was a kid. I didn't even know he played for the Mudville Nine. Like, and you know Casey. I mean, I could just see. I'm just picturing, you know, the team just crushing him in the locker room and getting in a fight in the locker room. And then I'm picturing like the talking head shows the next day. Like I'm picturing like Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith on First Take talking about how Casey wasn't clutch and like he didn't have the clutch gene and all this other crap and like everybody overanalyzing everything. I think that'd be great. Casey at the bat, nice call. That was a little out of the box. Let's get Ted on the line. Ted, welcome to the show, Ted.
Hey, Pants, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I remember you from our days in Norfolk, actually, so good to hear you again.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Yeah, miss everybody up in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. Good to hear from you, brother.
That was a good spot. Yeah, man. So the hot mess that is the Lakers would be hilarious on that show.
Oh, yeah.
They're just a hot mess. And just seeing that train wreck happen in real time would be hilarious and really fun to watch.
Well, think about it. You got, obviously, LeBron's very compelling. He's one of the most compelling figures in sports. I love LeBron James for reasons off the court. I love his barbershop show that he did on HBO. He would be compelling to watch. And then the car wreck factor that you talk about, like Jeannie Buss and her idiot brother who she fired. You got that whole situation. How about LeVar Ball? You know, he's going to get in there somewhere. That's going to be a train wreck.
Yep.
Lakers, Rondo is a mess. That guy's a loose cannon. Your boy Lance Stevens, yep. Like, oh man, that would be gold. I'd love to watch the Lakers.
Oh yeah, that would be fun.
Good stuff, my man. Thanks for the call, man.
Can we
much
get that story played out kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Okay, what do you mean?
I think it would be great.
Yeah. How do you mean? Because I love Curb.
Because I mean, they're all just completely nuts.
Yeah.
Or what was the other the rich family where everybody was completely just out of it? Father went to prison.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll come up with it.
Father went to prison, okay, and the family was rich and crazy. Yeah. I have no idea. But, Curb, any way you could make it look like Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'm definitely in. Yeah, the Lakers would be good. Yeah, the Lakers, say what you will. And a lot of people here in South Carolina might not like it when they hear, like, national shows talking about the Lakers. The Lakers are always a big story because the Lakers are interesting.
Arrested Development. That's what imagine having that storyline played out by the characters of Arrested Development.
Okay, yeah.
That would be fun because it's just a bunch of idiots running around. Yeah. Nobody really has a clue. One person actually has some common sense trying to keep it all together and just can't.
Okay. I've never seen Arrested Development. I've heard it's amazing. I got it. Is it still on?
I have no idea. I think it's long off.
Long off. Okay. Yeah, probably. But yeah, Arrested Development, like a cult classic. A lot of people loved it, and then it got canceled, and then it went on Netflix, and they picked it up again. That'd be good. What about Golden State? I think Golden State would be fun. I would love to watch Golden State in a Hard Knocks type television show documenting their camp leading into the NBA season, because you have all those combustible personalities. You have KD, you have Draymond, Steph, Clay, Kerr. I think Golden State would be very interesting to see how Steve Kerr motivates them when they're not really motivated, because they kind of just coast through the regular season. That would be cool. I'd be all right with Golden State. I had the Lakers on my list. The Rockets, I think the Houston Rockets would be cool to watch. I'd love to see James Harden's an interesting guy. Chris Paul is an interesting guy. Chris Paul's not a guy that a lot of people don't get along with in the NBA. And I think the Rockets have some combustible elements that might work.
I'd love to see Les Miles as Kansas Jayhawks.
Oh, yeah.
On a Hard Knocks. Imagine that.
Yeah, I'd watch that. Yeah.
Trying to bring his personality to Kansas?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Isn't that an odd fit?
It's a weird fit. But, hey, if he can get out there and win 6, 7, 8 games a year, I mean, he's a legend.
Is this one of those things you think where it's like one of those times where sometimes you take a lower job just to get back in, and then you kind of you turn the program around in a couple years and you move on, kind of like Lane
Probably.
Kiffin, kind of like Lane Kiffin's trying to do.
Got to go rehab his image.
Yeah,
and the thing is he doesn't have to go out there and try to win 10 games a year at a big school to rehab his image.
Yeah,
all he's gonna do is go win 7 at
you
Kansas.
You win 7 at Kansas, you're good. Yeah, you're good to go. Remember, Kansas had one good year with that fat guy. With what was his name? They had the fattest Mangino. I think it was Ralph Mangino, quite possibly the fattest coach in the history of sports. He was perfectly round. I've never seen a human being that was as wide as he was tall. he was basically a planet. He was great, man. I love Ralph Mangino. I miss that guy.
I love going back and finding old articles. This is from December 2011. The 6 fattest coaches in the NCAA and NFL, as posted by Bleacher Report.
Yes.
Number 1, Rex Ryan. Number 2, Charlie Weiss. Number 3, Rob Ryan. Wow, the Ryan family really getting thrown under the bus here.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4, Romeo Crennel. Number 5, Andy Reid. And then number 6, Mark Mangino.
Mangino is way fatter than any of those guys. He crushed him. Like, oh, man. My TV got stretch marks every time I put a Kansas game on. It was just, oh, man, I just love that dude. His head, like he was perfectly round. Like his body was, he was a sphere. He was a planet. And his head was perfectly round. Like his jowls were perfect, where his head was an actual sphere.
Well, with his hairline, he's got he had a little bit over on the sides, and it was nothing in the middle. He kind of looks like a milk jug.
Yeah. I always wondered how, like, really morbidly obese coaches, like, didn't they feel like hypocrites when they would get players to be in shape? Like, or like, you know, like if I were a player, like, how am I supposed to have discipline when my head coach has no discipline at all? And he's just a 600-pound planet. You know, like I've never understood how you can motivate players when you can't even motivate yourself to get out of bed because you're too fat.
I don't understand how he didn't pass out on the sidelines. It's not exactly cool climate in Kansas.
No, definitely not. Yeah, well, in the fall.
If you're a big fella, you got to go to a school up north.
Yeah, you would think.
Go to Boston College, somewhere like that where it's Syracuse, where it's nice and cool.
Yeah, well, Kansas gets pretty cold, man. I don't know, Kansas in the wintertime. In the fall, Kansas gets pretty chilly. Oh, man, I can't believe there's any barbecue left in Kansas after he was there. Oh, man. He quite possibly my favorite coach of all time. I would say the greatest fat coach in the history of sports. There have been a lot of good ones, and we might have to do, like, we might have to power rank fat coaches at some point. Maybe we can power rank fat coaches tomorrow. The greatest fat coaches in the history of sports, because there have been some good ones, and we love fat coaches around here. All right, coming. By the way, you can weigh in. We can keep this going. If you want to weigh in on the phones, 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. You can also get us on our text line, 71307. Is there a team out there that you would like to see on a version of Hard Knocks? Doesn't just have to be the NFL. Is there a college football team you would like to see documented? Is there a basketball team or any team in any organized sport that you would love to see filmed and documented? You can hit us up on the phones. But coming up next on the other side, speaking of Hard Knocks, there's a sport that absolutely needs their own version of Hard Knocks. It could change the way people view this sport. What is it? We'll tell you next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What's good, party people? Straight Up with Sturge. Jeff Pantridge, Big Daddy Cold Diesel, and you. Hanging out for a little more than a half hour. Man, today's just flying by. By the way, I think I'm going to go, hang out at the Hall of Fame Sports Grill this evening. That seems like a good place to watch Stanley Cup Finals Game 7, right?
Great place to go meet Pants.
Yeah, you want to come hang out with me?
I'm not Pants gonna be... and the Stanley Cup Finals.
There you go. Yeah, that's me. I like
how not the other way around.
Yeah, I get top billing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You got Game 7, kind of a big deal, but not.
Call him up now. Tell him to put it on the marquee.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to be on the marquee. Absolutely. Yeah. I'll be okay with that. I won't have an ESPN shirt on, so I'll be the guy with the beard. I'll be the guy with the beard and the Hawaiian shirt,
and a glass of wine.
That's me. Yeah. I'm always drinking the wine, and I'm usually rocking the Hawaiians, and yeah, I'm the guy that orders wine at a sports bar. Is that okay? Is that cool?
It's totally fine. You're drinking. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Yeah, exactly. And man, they got so many good food items there that pair so well with wines. Dude, I had a Reuben there the other night. Best Reuben I've ever had, and I've had some good Reubens in my time. And it was amazing. I love that place.
I still got to get over there and try that. They call it the Furman Paladin.
Okay.
It's a grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, try it.
I don't know if I've ever done. I don't think
it
I've
sounds
ever,
weird grilled.
I bet it would be amazing though. That sounds amazing. Yeah, I would do it.
Toasted peanut butter and jelly.
You ever had a peanut butter and a burger before?
No,
I've done that before.
No,
I've never done it on. I've never done it with jelly on a burger, but I have had peanut butter on a burger. And I do. I've heard of like peanut butter. Like they do like peanut butter and jelly burgers. They call them like Elvis burgers. That's a thing. You know, like or
it was peanut butter and banana.
Peanut butter and banana was the Elvis thing. So maybe you know what it was grilled. It was a grilled peanut butter and banana sandwich that I've had before, and they called that the Elvis. So this one is grilled peanut butter and jelly. Man, that sounds good.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that'll pair well with the wine too.
It's hard to choose. Every time you go there, it's like you know you have something in mind you want to have.
Yeah.
But then you look through this giant menu. It's wow, that's good. That's good. That's good.
That's why you need to roll with the crew. If you roll with like a crew of like six or seven and just get everybody to split all the dishes and like try a bunch of things and try like seven different things, like family style. That's how I want to do it. So, yeah, if you want to hang out with the Panster, man, I'm going to go out to the, you know, Hall of Fame Sports Grill and watch Game 7 and eat some peanut butter and jelly and drink some wine. And I'll be the guy in the Hawaiian shirt at the bar. You can't miss me. So, yeah, I'll be doing that this evening. Looking forward to that. Man, I can't wait. Cannot wait for Game 7. I am pumped. I cannot wait to see St. Louis go into Boston and win 9-0. Actually, make it 13. Make it an even bigger dozen, like our ladies did yesterday against Thailand. I would love to see St. Louis beat Boston 13-0 in hockey. Probably won't happen.
They take all our jobs. We took their soul. It's an even trade.
There you go. It's absolutely an even trade. So last segment, we were talking about the Oakland Raiders being on Hard Knocks. It just came out that the Raiders are going to be the team on Hard Knocks. And we started talking about, you know, other teams you would like to see on Hard Knocks. Pro, college, it doesn't matter. And you can still weigh in on the phones or the text line if you'd like. We gave some good examples. We got some good examples on the phone. You know who needs Hard Knocks, though? You know who really needs a Hard Knocks type show? And I can't believe they haven't done this yet. Baseball needs Hard Knocks. Call it something else. Call it, you know, whatever, something, spring training, whatever. Come up with some stupid catchphrase.
We already had it. It's called Major League the Movie.
That was
their Hard Knocks.
I guess so, yeah. Well, you need a real team to do that.
I want
to
see all the plucky upstarts, all the guys that no one's ever heard of. Mm-hmm. I want to see the Willie Mays Hayes who doesn't make the team, but he's got so much personality that you want to watch him.
Uh-huh.
I want to see these guys.
You want to get invested in these guys as people, as characters. It's a great way to sell your sport. Because think about this, Diesel. Like, we know basketball players. Basketball players are very good at marketing themselves. They're very good on social media. Their face is always in front of a camera. We know who LeBron James is off the court. Football players are doing a better job. The league tries to shield them from it, quote unquote. They make them wear helmets, and they're not allowed to say too much. And they try to take away their personalities and make it more about the team. Baseball, I don't know who any of these people are. Like, I know who they are on the field. I know what they can do on the field, but I don't know what Mike Trout does off of the field. I don't know if he's a fun guy to hang out with. Wouldn't it be cool to see these guys behind the scenes, like in spring training, just getting ready for the season and cutting loose?
They have a major identity crisis with Major League Baseball. No one has a clue. You're right. No one has a clue who these guys are. There's no stars in baseball. There's like five stars.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are stars because they're jerks and the public hates them.
Yeah. Yeah, like Bryce Harper's a star because he's kind of arrogant, you know? And he's known for flipping his hair more than he's known for flipping his bat.
And he's horrible at stealing home plate. Did you see that attempt last week?
No,
he tried to steal home.
Uh-huh.
And it was the first time ever they had had two attempts to steal home plate on the same day in Major League Baseball. First time ever.
Oh, wow.
Bryce Harper got thrown out 8 feet from the plate.
I saw
it. Wasn't even close.
And then was the other one, Rougned Odor,
where he scored.
He scored. And that dude, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Because that guy, he's not necessarily known for his speed. He's a big, burly dude, man. He's probably the toughest guy in baseball. I remember when he laid out Bautista that one year.
One of the last ones I remember is, you know, Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Yeah. It was is that from a movie? Yeah, okay. I thought so. Yeah. Well played.
He's so fast.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the mustache. That's what did it.
Yeah.
The mustache and the PF Flyers.
Every time, man.
Guaranteed to make a kid run faster and jump higher.
Yeah, every time. I tell you what, though, man, like baseball, I love this stuff. Because I'm a fan of Hard Knocks. We were talking about Last Chance U and those Netflix shows. Like, I would love to see the Willie Mays Hayes. I'd love to see players like getting cut. That's part of the human story. You see, like a guy, like an underdog that makes the team all the way, or that makes the team, you know, and his life changes. He finally gets like the Crash Davis, you know, that's been playing in the minors till he's 31 years old, and he finally gets a crack with the big club, and he makes the 25-man roster at the end of spring training, and like he's probably got a wife and a kid, and his entire life changes. Like that's That's what Hollywood is all about, man. We love a good story, and baseball needs to do that, man. They got to find a way to get these people in front of our face versus just watching them on the field, because nobody knows who any of these people are. Say it all the time. I could walk into a Publix and Mike Trout, the best player in baseball, could be in line with me. I wouldn't even recognize him. Because I just know the guy for hitting home runs. I don't know who he is. I would love to see him behind the scenes. Plus, Diesel, baseball players are fun. Like, football players are usually more, they're fun too, but a lot of times they're serious. Baseball players, you see them goofing off in the dugout. They're playing hot foot. And like,
they got to break the boredom.
Yeah. And they'll stick bubble gum on with another guy's hat. And they're all like shaving cream pies. Like, all the immature baseball things that they do. Like, wouldn't you love to see that in a long form television show?
And they show that stuff with college baseball.
Yeah.
They love featuring that stuff in college baseball, but they don't show any of it in major leagues.
Yep. I'd love
unless it's on SportsCenter, not top 10.
Exactly. But I'd see it on college baseball, you know, if you wanted to do like a documentary series on a college baseball team. That'd be fine too. But baseball needs something. They need to showcase their personality because we just can't see it. And it worked with the UFC. It's obviously working with the NFL. It's working on Netflix with all these Last Chance U types of shows. I would love to see the Philadelphia Phillies in spring training leading up and see those personalities. I think it'd be great. All right, coming up next, we're going to do our power rankings. What are we power ranking today? Well, it's the playoffs, right? I mean, we got the NBA Finals going. We got Game 7 tonight going in the NHL. Coming up on the other side, we will power rank the greatest playoff systems. What are the best playoff systems in sports? We'll tell you next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Enter Sandman. That's still a bucket list item for me, Diesel. Going to Virginia Tech. Going to Lane Stadium for Enter Sandman. Just one of the best entrances in college football.
I've been to a game at Virginia Tech. I don't know if they did it.
What?
That
really?
Game.
Why wouldn't they?
I think it was like a day game. It was like a noon kickoff.
So they didn't do it. They only do it at night kind of thing?
I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just remember.
You were drunk.
I was really drunk that game. We also got absolutely curb stomped. So
was it App State?
I blacked out a lot of that game.
Was it App State?
Yeah.
Okay, at Virginia Tech. Yeah. You were probably drunk and missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, knowing you. But yeah, Virginia Tech. That's one of the that's one of the best college football entrances. Virginia Tech's great.
Yeah.
Clemson, obviously. You know, I love that one. It's just so cool how they have the buses driving around the stadium. Drive around the stadium in the daytime or just at night?
I assume it's every game.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. I love my Florida Gators entrance. Like the first time I went to Ben Hill Griffin Stadium to see a game, I got chills. And every time I go, it's been 10 years at least since I've seen a Gator game, but you get chills every time. It's just so good. Tennessee, that's a good one. All of them.
It's not.
You don't like that one?
No.
Didn't you hate on that one a couple days ago?
Run through a letter. Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. I like them all. It's like, that's why I love college football, though. It's like, it's not just the game. It's the pageantry and the pomp and circumstance and everything leading up to it, man. There's nothing better. It's the absolute best. All right, Diesel, you ready to power rank some stuff? Let's do it. It is the playoffs. We got the Stanley Cup playoffs concluding this evening. Game 7. Cannot wait for the Bruins and Blues. Go Blues. Let's go Blues. Also this evening, or tomorrow, Game 6 of the NBA playoffs. So I decided, why don't I just power rank my favorite playoffs? What are the best playoffs in sports? My number 5. playoffs in sports, I'm going MLB, Major League Baseball. And the wild card sucks. Before it gets, the wild card is stupid. They need to get rid of the wild card, or what they need to do is make the wild card 3 games. Because the wild card is just so unfair that you play 162 games and then it's all decided by one stupid game, especially if one team has a significant advantage with a pitcher. It's not fair. It's not a fair matchup. I feel so bad for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They went to the wild card game like 3 years in a row and they just got annihilated because they went up against Bumgarner 1 year, Jake Arrieta the next year. It's like, it's not fair, man. Like, make it three games.
That's the point, is you're a long shot.
Yeah.
You have to pull off a miracle to even get in this thing.
But a lot of times, both teams have similar records. So it's like, I don't know. I just don't like it. I just make it 3 games. That's all you got
to
do.
It's not like the Pirates don't get to throw their ace out there also.
Yeah, but their ace isn't as good.
That's their fault.
Yeah,
for not having an ace.
Yeah, but just like people, some teams don't have as much money, and like you build teams differently. Some teams throw their money in the pitching. Some teams throw their money in the hitters. And I don't know. I hate the wild card.
And when you said you feel bad for the Pittsburgh Pirates, I thought you were just saying it's because I live in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's a great city, man. You don't like Pittsburgh?
Never been.
Oh, dude, you got to go to Pittsburgh. I'm telling you. It's one of my favorite cities in the country. Great food, great arts, just great people. It's beautiful. Like the mountains and everything. It's like an eastern San Francisco. The rivers, it's phenomenal. Pittsburgh's a gorgeous city. I love Pittsburgh. And the reason I like baseball, though, you know why I like the playoffs? I hate the wild card, but I do love MLB playoffs because everything that makes baseball boring in the regular season, the slowness of it, actually makes it more interesting in the postseason. Like the slowness adds to the drama, and you're sitting there just waiting for every pitch for, you know, 30 seconds. It adds to it. I love the MLB playoffs. My number 4 playoffs in my power rankings. Not that you care. World Cup, man. We got the Women's World Cup going on right now. I love soccer. I'm a big soccer guy. The World Cup, man, that's great. Once you get to the preliminary round isn't as good, but once you get to that knockout round, man, there's nothing better. I love the World Cup.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What do you mean?
I don't get the group stages and score goal differentials. Mm-hmm. Just if you win the game, you advance.
Yeah, no.
That's what I want. Win in advance.
You got to do round robin. It's fair.
Wow.
You do round robin. Well, that's what happens. You do the knockout round. Once you get to the next stage, then it's a knockout round. The opening round is the round robin, and where you got to do the goal differential and all that crap. But once you get there, then it's just knockout, lose or go home. It's like the NCAA tournament.
So you
got to
slog through a bunch of crap until it gets good.
Yeah, but it's still not crap because it's the World Cup. It's the best soccer in the world. It's great, man. Come on. Get on board, Diesel. My number.
No, I'm American, right. And I won't do it.
You're not going to root for the ladies? Are you rooting for the ladies at least?
I'll root for the ladies.
Are you a communist? Okay, I'm just making sure. All right. My number 3 playoff format. Going with the NCAA tournament. Yeah, come on. You got to love March Madness, man.
Love it.
Yeah, who doesn't love March Madness?
The most democratic way to decide a champion.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 68 teams, man. Yeah, it's definitely the most democratic. Might not be the most. It's the most democratic, but you rarely get the best team. It's a democracy. That's what you get what you get, right?
At least everybody has a chance. I wish they would tweak it and not place such an emphasis on the middling Power 5 teams.
Yeah.
Really focus on some of the better of the smaller teams.
Absolutely.
We had Furman and Wofford this year. Both phenomenal basketball teams.
Furman should have gotten in.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Wofford did get in, of course, because they won the Southern. And then Wofford, they won a game.
Yep.
And they played Kentucky very well in that second round game. Well, Wofford was, they were ballers last year.
I'd like to see better basketball with more of the good small basketball teams.
Yeah. Why get you shouldn't get rewarded for mediocrity. Yeah, you absolutely shouldn't. You got no business in the tournament. If you're 19-14 on the year and like 8-10 in conference, I'm sorry, you haven't earned it. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. My number 2 playoff system, the Kumite. You know what a Kumite is, Diesel?
Not a clue.
You ever seen Bloodsport, Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Oh, yeah.
The Kumite, where it's a tournament, but like it's a tournament to determine the best fighter in the world. And like people died. It was like you could die in the Kumite. You can't die in the NCAA tournament, as far as I know. But the Kumite, man, it's like it's win or go home, like maybe home like dead.
Get in a box.
Yeah. Love the Kumite. But spoiler alert, Jean-Claude wins.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme. By the way, those Tostitos commercials he does are great. I love me some Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I love, like, horrible-looking aging action stars.
They
don't look good at all anymore.
No, no,
yet they
weird.
Keep piling on because we don't have any new action stars.
Yeah, yeah. And they have, like, you can tell they get, like, plastic surgery and they just look odd.
Stallone looks weird.
Yeah, it's great.
Schwarzenegger is one of the only ones that doesn't look that weird from the neck up.
Yeah, he just kind of aged and he looks normal. But yeah, I love it. And I love it when they're still, like, totally ripped, but they're old and it just looks creepy. You know, it's like, come on, Sly. Like, you don't need to look like that. You're 75 years old. It's okay, man. Have a donut.
Let it go.
Yeah, let it go, brother. And finally, my number one playoff system. It's happening tonight. It's culminating this evening. Stanley Cup playoffs, man. It doesn't get better, Diesel. It just doesn't.
No. Well, I think the Stanley Cup playoffs are a little bit too long.
What?
It's more than, it's like half the season.
That's what makes it great.
It's
yeah.
too long.
No, it's a war of attrition.
Three game series, like you were saying with the MLB wild card. Shorten some of these preliminary early series down to three games.
Blasphemy.
And I'm fine with it.
Blasphemy. No, it's perfect, man. Seven game series, a war of attrition. You have to win 16 games to win the cup. You're spilling blood. You're losing teeth. It's like you lose like 50 pounds in this thing because you're just skating
you
up and down.
You gain it back with beards.
Yeah, exactly. You got the beards. Like, think about this. You're a beard guy.
If you shorten the playoffs, you don't have as much time to grow epic beards.
Exactly, and that would suck.
I understand.
Yeah, we need the beards.
I flip my position. I will never go against beards ever again.
There it is. Thank you very much, Diesel. Yeah, I love the Stanley Cup playoffs, man. For those reasons, I love the length. Of it, shorten the regular season. Make the regular season 20 games. I don't care. But keep the playoffs where they are, man. That's how you do it, man. I just absolutely love it. And I'm hoping either St. Louis wins 13-0 tonight or maybe they go into overtime or like double overtime. And it just the tension just mounts. Nothing better than playoff hockey. All right, coming up next, we will wrap up the show. Talk about speaking of 13-0. Did the women's U.S. national team did they run up the score yesterday? We'll tell you next. And you will hear Sturge once again gracing the ESPN Upstate Airways coming up on Monday. He's enjoying a well-earned vacation. And I remember last time he was out, last time I filled in, it wasn't really a vacation for the guy because he just had shoulder surgery. He had all that stuff going on, so he's just like laying in bed all the time. So it must feel good for the Sturge Stir to get out and enjoy himself.
Sturge's been through the ringer over the last year and a half. Really has,
man. Yeah, he really has. So it's good to see him enjoying himself. Definitely well-earned hanging out with the Sturgei. All the Sturgis family out on the seas of the Caribbean, enjoying a wonderful cruise. We'll be here till Friday. Some stuff we'll definitely start getting into. Obviously, we'll react tomorrow to the Stanley Cup Game 7 tonight. We're going to preview Game 6 of the NBA Finals. You have that. But also, Diesel, you have the U.S. Open coming up. U.S. Open starts tomorrow. So we'll talk a little golf. I'm not the biggest golf guy, but I do get into the majors. And I know you guys get into the majors. I know the sports radio audience, for the most part, the people that we target, for the most part, we target men 25 to 54. And a lot of those guys play golf. A lot of those guys watch golf. That being said, the average golf fan watches for the majors. They're not watching the Buick Open like it's the Super Bowl. But U.S. Open, Pebble Beach, Tiger Woods, let's go, man. Yeah, we're absolutely going to be talking U.S. Open coming up over the next couple days. Really looking forward to wrapping the week up strong with you guys. So, Team USA, we didn't get to watch the game, Diesel, because we were doing the show. We were doing the show at Frankie's on the Parkway. But Team USA won yesterday 13-0 in a soccer game. That's a touchdown and two field goals, man. I didn't even think that was possible in soccer. I've never seen a score like that in all of my years of watching soccer. It's the biggest blowout in the history of the World Cup, men's or women's. And they They got out to a 3-0 lead, or nil, as the kids like to say. They got out to a 3-0 lead in the first half, and then they ripped off 10 goals in the second half. And apparently a lot of people aren't too happy with Team USA. There were some the ladies on a Canadian broadcast that were chirping at Team USA. A lot of people are saying they ran up the score. And the beautiful Alex Morgan, who scored 5 goals herself, she talked about it. And I got this from ESPN.com. United States Women's National Team forward Alex Morgan said she's happy ignoring criticism of her team's celebrations during a record-breaking 13-0 victory over Thailand in their World Cup F opener on Tuesday, and that would have been, quote, disrespectful to not have given their all for the full 90 minutes. And Diesel, I agree with her. Like, hey, this is not college. This isn't like, you know, Clemson versus Prairie View where you call the dogs off. This is the World Cup. These are professional athletes, and if you can't stop it, I don't feel bad for you. And especially in soccer where you have the goal differential thing that matters, what are you supposed to do, Diesel? Just like keep away with the ball? It's not like you can run the clock out like football.
And these girls are supposed to be the best in the world. If the best Thailand has to offer can't hold you below 13 goals?
Yeah.
Then get out of here.
Get out of here.
Why'd they make it in?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, well, because usually it's not the best. It's kind of like the NCAA tournament. You don't have the best teams because, Thailand had to play lesser teams to get in than France probably did because the soccer's better in Europe than it is in, like, Southeast Asia, you know, and that's part of it. But still, yeah, it's not Team USA's fault that you couldn't keep up. Be better. That's all I got to say. Sorry about your luck, Thailand.
Plus, I will always side with Alex Morgan because she is breathtaking.
She is beautiful. God, she's absolutely just scorching, man. Love me some Alex Morgan. So we'll be watching. We'll definitely be watching Team USA as they move forward. I think they have a very good shot at repeating as World Cup champions. All right, that's it. We are done. Thank you very much, Diesel. Thanks, Diddy, for joining the show today. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the texts. Thanks for the tweets. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the hate. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 4. Be good to each other, and let's go Blues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.